At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 234. 234. That's a fun number. Podcast has appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, joined today by Christian Hoffer and not Megan Peters because she is not feeling well, which
it's a shame.
It's unfortunate.
It is a shame.
Mainly because of one of today's show topics. But First, some business. If you're a Pokemon fan and you stumbled onto this show, congratulations. This is probably going to be your new favorite Pokemon show because that's what we talk about here. Pokemon all the time, almost to a nauseating effect, which is a lot. We talk about the games, the anime, the movies, you name it. We're talking about look, Pokemon Waffle Maker has been discussed on this show. Oh, big time. Like, yes.
Make it sound episode, like a regular
episode,
topic.
Like 68 or something, somewhere back there. I don't know. I don't, but I know we've talked about it. Anyway, we give you a bunch of news just so that way you're not missing anything. Then we do a deep dive topic in the second half. And then at the very end, we give you a Pokemon fact of the week. We also do this show live, twitch.tv/comicbook, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. A lot of new faces in the chat today. World Dreamer 11, Jewelman 1985. Taco Goon, love to see you. Welcome.
Man, look at that. We're growing.
Amazing Smog 37, of course, longtime listener, longtime live watcher. Love having that person here. Last week, Pokemon Center had Sitting Cuties restocked. So you know what that means?
You went and bought
I finally got my Pokemon. Geodude. After years of checking of them being out of stock, I finally got one, and it's actually kind of adorable. Man, love it.
I thought for a second that you said you're going to buy yourself something cool.
Well, get out of here. So, but anyway, apparently there was a gift with purchase, and I haven't opened this up yet. I was going to open it up on the show. There was a holiday ornament gift with purchase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see what it looks like. Oh, it's a cute little Pikachu. Oh, it's like the Pikachu thing on the holiday giftware and stuff that I love so much. This is great. This is a great bonus gift. I love this little Pikachu design. It feels so fancy. Well, if you haven't gotten anything yet from the Pokemon Center, get it now. Get one of these babies. Not a Pikachu Van Gogh card. But I'll still take it.
It's not too late for you to get your, let me look at the notes, Voltorb Sitting Cutie plush. That's right. You too can own a 3.5-inch depiction of Voltorb.
I love these Sitting Cuties are really nice.
I love the Sitting Cuties. They make me laugh.
They really do. I may try and end up getting the whole line, but I mean, they are a little, they are a little expensive.
They are. I think I have all the birds, all the legendary birds and all the legendary beasts in Bulbasaur. And that's where I stopped.
Oh man, that Lickitung is scary looking, but also kind of amazing.
Also very important. Metapod Sitting Cutie plush. That's why it's just like I'm just dying a little bit because some of them are
Graveler. I should have gotten a Graveler. That Graveler one's awesome. He may not have come back in stock. It doesn't look like it was, because his price was $10.99. That's bargain basement clearance pricing at the Pokemon Center. Is there a Golem Sitting Cutie? Can I get that? That one's sold out too. I should have gotten the line. I got so excited just by seeing the Geodude. I was like, buy now. I got it. Let's see who else we got in the chat. He Who Collects, Two Mics Gaming. Hello, everyone, and welcome. All right, let's get to some news, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what we
need. Yeah, what news is there this week?
Let's start with the anime.
Okay, yeah. So, good news and bad news. The good news, Pokemon Horizons English dub is finally coming. The bad news, it's coming to the UK.
Oh.
In December. Don't know why we're not getting it here in the United States. I mean, I know why. It's because Netflix wants to spread out their stuff, wants to wait until February when it's Pokemon Day. But I don't think that's a good enough excuse. It angers me. It angers me very, very much.
Well, I mean, when do we think it's going to, when do we think we're going to get it?
February 27th.
Oh, that's a really long, that's a long time.
It is a long time. It annoys me, especially as they're on like season 2 over in Japan.
That's what
they,
I
like,
mean.
Legitimately, they literally started season 2 like last Friday, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. It's,
well, that's weird. But I also like, it also kind of like, I guess it's because it hasn't shown up here in the States, but it feels like it's been kind of happening in a bubble.
Well, and like part of it is because they're still like new and trying to establish things. Like, you know, everything's very much contained within, you know, Pokemon Horizons. So it's like, you know, there, no one cares about like when Lyko gets a new Pokemon because we don't know who she is. But yeah, it's really frustrating.
True.
And, you know, that, and they get their own live action TV show, which is about all the lessons that you learn, you know, from the Pokemon games, such as like live in Japan. So you know, I'm full on grumpy about this today.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I get it, but like, well, and I think, you know what it is also too, it's what? Because Netflix does the binge model. It's probably why, huh?
I said they do.
Yeah, that's probably why it's taking longer to get here, right? Like if it was airing weekly on a network, probably would have started sooner.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It is what it is.
So
I just hate that model so much.
Something totally different. So, have you ever heard of the Roosevelt's, the company,
the shirt company?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are they finally doing Pokemon shirts?
No. Wow. Everyone thought that maybe it was coming. Because they have, you know, because original Stitch went out, but I realized Box Lunch probably still has the license to make those shirts, because Box Lunch says, you know, they do the nerd shirts. They don't do nearly as many, but they're the ones who make all like the Mario shirts and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Yeah. They did the one that Mario shirt I've got that I love. That's a great Mario shirt.
Yeah. No, it's, I have, that's where I got my Naruto shirt that I wear on all the time here. So they do in fact have some new like Pokemon stuff.
Box Lunch does?
Yeah, Box Lunch does. Not a ton. And that's like, I was getting more and more annoyed by it. I'm like, just give me my freaking Pokemon stuff. But they have a new like Psyduck striped t-shirt, and that's that. And then they had one holiday shirt too.
Oh,
where it's like
only one.
Yeah.
Oh, one. Yeah. I saw that one. That one's like gross looking. But don't they have that? They have like that tropical button down or something that's got like Gengar on it.
Do they? Let me see.
I thought it was like, I remember. Now I got to pull it up because now I remember seeing it. But like, oh God. Now I've pulled it up.
Those. Oh, that is actually a nice one.
They did some of them on for like some Mario stuff, and like these striped shirts are so ugly. I don't know
They're horrible looking.
I don't know where these like stripes like have made a comeback, but no, they have not. So make them go away. Oh. Well, they have oh, these are all kid shirts. Well, I was like, oh, these are nice. Oh, youth. Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I will say I don't.
Come on, Box Lunch. Get your ish together, please.
I don't dislike the forest shirt that they have.
Yeah.
That one's fine. Anyways.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to let's do more merchandise talk. Let's talk about the Tiffany & Co. collaboration.
The stupidest thing. This is actually like a big deal.
Stupidest or like brilliant? I just pulled it up. Stupid. I sent Richard
it's
the link.
Very so Richard, go firmly ahead. Stupid.
What?
Let me pull. I'm going to send the link over to Richard.
Oh, I already did. I already sent it to Richard because.
Okay. So you may remember. I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. There's this contemporary artist. His name is Daniel Arsham, and he did the like Pokemon time capsule thingy majigger where it was like. Pikachu, but you know, he's got crystals, you know, spilling out of his guts and stuff like that.
So is that what's spilling? Okay, because like if you scroll down, Richard, you'll see some of the. Is that supposed to be like metal spilling out of Pikachu's guts?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're like crystals. So it's basically The idea is Pikachu is carved out of crystal, is what he's. Kind of his shtick is.
Oh.
And so they've now made so Tiffany & Co. is getting in on the action.
The Pokemon jewelry action.
And so they are releasing six pieces, most of which are made of this like it's like sterling silver, and then they have Pikachu something yellow gold. Silver. And of course, and the six that cracked me up. So there's a few that make sense. So there's like Pikachu, obviously Mew. Okay. That's a solid choice. You know, Charmander. Okay. Yeah, I can see it. Squirtle. Fine. You know, Jigglypuff. Oh yeah, you know, sure. Okay. And then Cubone. So if you want to have a Tiffany & Company Cubone necklace made of oxidized silver that costs like $3,000 and comes in its very own custom Tiffany & Company luxury ball.
Did you get a press release about this? Or did you just find it?
I didn't. Because I'm not on Tiffany & Company's press list. So it's like all these jewelry sites were the ones that got it. And I got like the news alert. I'm like, what is this? Like Tiffany & Company?
And then I'm not going to lie. The Pikachu pendant's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm more surprised that the Charizard is not an option here.
No, that's because is
Charizard not like the point can't be cute because they've got Cubone.
I mean,
I love Cubone, but it's not cute. I mean, it's cute, but not like compared to the others, not cute like that, like them cute.
So most importantly, you will have your chance to purchase this on November 29th. And it's a lottery. You can enroll online for an opportunity to purchase. And then you will find out if you actually got it on, you know, December 1st.
Is it wrong that what really excites me about this is the Pokeball box it comes in?
Like, I mean, that is what everyone's talking about, because this is why the story is actually something of a big deal. This marks like the first time that the Pokemon company has like teamed up and done like merchandising tie-ins and released an entirely new Pokeball.
Yeah.
That's never
that's great looking.
Yeah.
I'm not usually a fan of like that Tiffany blue, but that looks great.
You know what? I want to see these like crossed over into like Pokemon Go. I want my give me the opportunity.
Give me the opportunity to buy either the Tiff. They should change. Are luxury balls in?
Yeah, Go? Like they're the balls that you get, or not? They're not luxury balls. Is it luxury balls? Whatever the bonus ball is for. Right.
you know, for raids and stuff.
Oh, the white ones?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It's a Tiffany version of that. Give me those.
No. They should canonically change out the look of the luxury ball to look like this. Because this is luxury.
I guarantee that color, like that Tiffany blue,
yeah,
is like somehow trademarked.
No, it is. I'm sure it is. So like the Pokemon company would have to like trademark it from Tiffany account.
No, it's pretty freaking.
You know what's not on the rundown, but is still walking down the merch train and just something to come up with and the only reason it came up was because my mom was apparently digging out her closet, cleaning it out. Mm-hmm. And I guess like found an email that from my Build-A-Bear days where someone had sent an email to the CEO complimenting me. And I, for whatever reason, I guess I had a copy of it. My mother framed it and kept it in her closet for 20 years. I don't know. But then it made me go think like, oh, we haven't had a new Pokemon Build-A-Bear in a while. And then I went to go look and I was like, oh no, we do. Yeah,
we got Mudkip last week. It was literally last week. I totally forgot about it. And I was the one who wrote about it.
Oh, I don't, these choices are getting weirder and weirder to me.
Mudkip's a perfectly.
What do you mean? But like,
choice.
Who's dying for Mudkip at Build-A-Bear?
I mean, I'm sure that do they not do market research on this?
I mean, I don't know. With these last like couple, there's no way Mudkip wins like a sentiment poll or something as like, give us this as our next one.
I mean, maybe you did. We don't know that. I mean,
is there a secret underground Mudkip fan base that I'm unaware of? I'm like, look, and I say that as someone who like likes
one of the signature Pokemon.
Is Mudkip one of the more popular Pokemon? Am I crazy here?
I mean, it's a pretty popular Pokemon.
What?
Yeah.
Since like, when?
It is after Torchic. I mean, all three of the Hoenn starters are pretty popular. I mean. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you. It's a starter Pokemon. It's Hoenn, which is one of the more popular regions. Like, and it also, I will say this, the sound chip for this one is freaking amazing. It's like one of the sound chips. It's just like, because like Mudkip's got this like high-pitched, sweet voice. And one of them is it's clear like Mudkip must be like walking or doing something. So just going Mudkip, Mudkip, Mudkip. And it's just like guy like trails off. Like it's just like, you know, just like Mudkip's just sitting there, just, you know, humming to itself, you know, saying its name. But it's,
I think that, okay. Do you know why I'm really hating on hating on this?
Because you're Jim.
No, because Build-A-Bear makes like the Build-A-Bear Pokemon plushes are some of the best that are out there.
Yeah.
They're legitimately really good. And so when it's one that I just don't care about, that's why I get real mad and salty. Because I want it to be one I care about because they're really good. They're high quality. Look, when you go to Build-A-Bear, you can customize the firmness or squishiness of it. I prefer them almost overstuffed to a point because with the ones on four legs, they can just stand right on up. Totally fine.
I personally,
he's losing the chat. He's just jealous Mudkip made it before Geodude. Look, I am fully aware that Geodude is real low on the list of priorities, although his body shape kind of perfect for a Build-A-Bear. Okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's got scrawny little arms.
It's all right.
You know, they're going to make a Metapod Build-A-Bear plush before they make a...
Look, Geodude. Metapod's not an awful choice.
I mean, I know. That's why I'm saying they're going to make it.
But that's something like there's plenty of... Like I'm actually surprised that they haven't done like a Butterfree because Butterfree feels like a...
Butterfree
one that would be really cool. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Cracks me up that we have like Mimikyu. Like complete with its freaking screeching noises from the anime. Like that's what I love. It's like, you know, you have like, you know, Mimikyu, which A+, you know, great choice. But then like you pick it up, you squeeze it, and suddenly you hear like, you know, like freaking nails on a chalkboard, ghosts coming for your soul sort of stuff.
it's amazing. Like, just hilarious.
Like, again, right? Like, we don't even have a Clefairy. And I would have imagined Clefairy would have come way before some of these other ones. The Pokemon Company loves Clefairy. I mean, I know we got Jigglypuff. We did get Jigglypuff. They did make they made Jigglypuff. But there's just a whole, like I said, there's just a whole bunch that I would have kind of expected. I mean, even a Pokemon like Delibird, right? Like, Pokemon Company loves Delibird.
Yeah, but do you think Build-A-Bear executives do? Like, whoever is in charge of, like,
Build-A-Bear executive is looking at Mudkip and going, yes, that one.
I mean, that dude's probably a huge Mudkip fan. It was probably set to be the first one, and the Pokemon Company like, no, you do Pikachu. And they're like, well, turn to Mudkip. Let's do Mudkip. And like, for everyone, it's like, okay, what's your second one going to be? It's like, well, obviously Mudkip. It's like, no, you're doing Charmander. Like, okay, well, what about now? Mudkip? It's Mudkip. I'm like, Eevee!
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's go to the next thing. What else we got on deck?
Okay. Yeah. What else?
I had the notes and then I closed.
Oh, it's Fashion Week.
It's Fashion Week.
Speaking of just absolutely bonkers. It's Fashion Week in Pokemon Go. This week. Okay, I'm just gonna say this. The fashion.
I love it when it starts like this.
The fashion is getting more and more questionable, because this year it's just Wooper and Quagsire wearing beanies, and then Dragonite. I'll say Dragonite's cool. Dragonite is wearing a bow tie and some round sunglasses. I'm gonna pull these up so that our live.
Do they have like a high fashion partner this year?
I don't think they do anymore.
Oh, okay.
Although it does crack me up that, you know, keep in mind this all started because they like teamed up with Louis Vuitton or something like that.
Right.
And they do have some like neat outfits. There's the Gothitelle, you know, they have an outfit that's all based on them, and also I can never say this one. Reuniclus, you know, the gooey one, the female one.
Yeah.
So you can get a hoodie with that one. But yeah, like, this is, you know, the high fashion is getting lower and lower. I'm a little disappointed. It's not quite as bad as when, you know, like the bowlers were at least like kind of funny in their own way. That's what we got last year, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got Blitzel wearing like the collar for some reason. But this year, it's just like, yeah, let's just give Wooper a hat. Like, just give him a beanie. It's not even like a cool hat. Like,
yeah.
take your beanie, Wooper. It's like, poor thing. And also, there will be shiny Gothita. Did we talk about the Pokemon Go leaks
last week? No, I don't think so. Before we do that, we can talk about that in a second. But before we go to that, I have now discovered a pattern with the Build-A-Bear releases.
Okay.
They have done almost every water starter. Mm-hmm. And they've only done two fire starters, Charmander and Scorbunny. And then the only grass starters is Bulbasaur and Sprigatito. There is clear water starter bias happening at the Build-A-Bear Company. Because we have Squirtle and Piplup,
mm-hmm.
Sobble,
mm-hmm.
and Mudkip. Sobble and Mudkip. Four.
So that means they haven't done Grookey yet. If they've only done, they haven't done
Grookey. I feel like they did. Oh, maybe. Is this not? I guess I could have sworn they did. Maybe the ones
that are in stock.
Oh, maybe.
Hang on.
Grookey, Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, they did Grookey. And
they did do Grookey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why is he not on the website? This is ridiculous. So three grass, two fire, four waters. For those keeping score at home, the only person is probably me. So there we go.
Now, they've done a lot more. I mean, you're not wrong. Although they have done like other fire types. They just clearly don't like the fire type starters.
Right.
Because they have Growlithe, they have Vulpix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Flareon. They have Dragonite, which is kind of a random one. I will also say the quality of the stuffies seems to have gotten like better and better and better. You take a look at some of those early ones that they did.
Oh yeah.
That like initial like Pikachu looks just kind of creepy.
It does, but if you put the Pokeball hoodie on it, then it looks fine.
Yeah, then it looks fine.
Yeah. All right. What are some of the Pokemon Go leaks?
Oh, so they're gonna be doing like a bunch of the Hisuian like legendaries.
Oh, I feel like we did talk about this.
Yeah, I think we did. Never mind.
Yeah. We did. Now when you mentioned about last week, stuff, I was like, yes.
Listen, when you do like 234 episodes in a row, some of it just starts to blend together.
That's fair. All right, let's take a break. And when we get back, we're going to talk all about the Eevee stuff going down in a number of Pokemon games coming up. All that and more in 60 seconds.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I love that old music that we have during the... I always hum along. I didn't mention it at the top of the show, but I also did just drop it in the live chat. We do have a Discord. You should go join it. Find it x.com/@PokemonPodCB. Or not at PokemonPodCB. I think it's just /PokemonPodCB. And you'll find a link to the Discord there. I have also added it to the description of the show. So if you're listening to this and you have not noticed, it's there. So go check it out. And if you have not joined the Discord, please go do so. You'll enjoy it.
Yes, join us. Join us.
There was a bunch of good stuff happening in the Discord this week, for sure. Smantix said that we didn't have enough ads in the show. And so I said, well, we can fix that. I'm just kidding. But I mean, we can, but we won't. We'll keep it to the same amount of ads on the show. Maybe we won't. Maybe, well, who knows? Whatever. Look, show's got to make money somehow, right?
Yeah, we gotta keep getting paid.
But other than that, there was a lot of cool fun stuff going on there. There's a lot of great memes that were in there. There were a lot of folks trying to get together for some raids and things like that. Christian, are you playing the Pokemon Trading Card Game Live at all? No,
I don't have time to play that.
Do you redeem the codes when you break open boxes?
No, I have a pile.
Right, you have here. Just a pile of code cards just sitting there.
Yeah, I give some of them to my kid because he occasionally will like binge play. And that's like, you know, I'm kind of like dreading him getting better at me at that game.
Some great card pulls this week as well in the Discord, which we love to see, because then it just goes to show me all the cards I didn't get.
I got a bunch of hits this weekend. I bought like a few Paradox Rift packs, and I got technically like 4 out of my 6 packs were hits, but oh, none of them were like particularly great hits. it's like, oh yeah, I got this. Cool. Like I think like the highlight was like I got Tenta School. What's the one that?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah,
that one.
Is it Tentacool? I'll look it up because I'm Toadscruel.
Toadscruel.
I'm tired. I got Toadscruel alternate art, which was a pretty neat one.
Yeah,
they look really creepy. They do a much better job of like, you know, showcasing that like Pokemon's creepiness than the actual games do.
Semantics also only got a shiny Geodude in Pokemon Sleep.
No.
Very important. Very important news.
I got a Graveler. Speaking of Pokemon Sleep, you know, they went and they're adding tomorrow. Tomorrow. They're adding Onix and Steelix as the next Pokemon in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about all the Eevee stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about the Eevee stuff. It's Eevee Day this week. And this year, it's coming to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, and also Pokemon Sleep.
What day is Eevee Day?
First, Eevee is coming to Pokemon Sleep. There will be more Eevees appearing. So get your Eevees.
But what day is Eevee Day?
It's Eevee Day. So November 21st is technically Eevee Day.
Eevee Day.
Yes.
But it will be a week-long event in Pokemon Sleep. Will it be a week-long celebration in Scarlet and Violet too?
Let me see what the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet stuff is.
Oh, the Eevee in Pokemon Sleep does look very cute. That art style, that kind of like, it's almost, I don't want to call it basic, but it's the coloring is much more flat.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. It actually looks kind of nice.
So Eevee will be appearing from November 17th through November 20th. It is a, you know, there will be a couple things. One, 7-star terror raid battle with normal Eevee, which is kind of hilarious. It's a 7-star battle. And then there will be Eevee mass outbreaks from the 17th through the 20th in both Paldea and Kitakame, and they have higher chances of having special marks.
Oh.
So
is there not going to be Eevee stuff in Pokemon Go?
No, they're too busy doing Fashion Week, Jim. They don't have time for Eevee. I'm shocked. I'm actually like really shocked about this. Like I kind of assumed that they would do throw out Flower Crown Eevee. It makes so much sense, right? Like I'm shocked. Like Pokemon, you mean to tell me that Pokemon Go is passing up on the opportunity to do Flower Crown Eevee?
Have they finally come to terms with the fact that Flower Crown Eevee is that like everyone is fed up with Flower Crown Eevee? I can't remember. If you evolve a Flower Crown Eevee, do those get the Flower Crowns too?
I didn't think it used to, but I think now they added at least some of them. I don't know if all of them have it, but some of them.
I mean, that would have been just the easy update to celebrate, right? Like just stick the Flower Crown on the rest of the Eeveelutions that don't have it. And then boom, we have participated in Eevee Week.
Yep. I mean, I'm kind of shocked. It does make me laugh that like Eevee Day isn't like an official day over in Japan. And so that's why all of this is happening.
Really? Oh, are they going to do Eevee parades and everything?
I don't know about that, but you know, they certainly celebrated over in Japan. Maybe they will have Eevee parades. Eevees marching through the streets of Japan, you know, like a hostile takeover. Mm. But yeah, so they're doing it, and it kind of was just like, I don't know, it's kind of another slow week. We're in that weird period
Oh yeah.
You know, where there's just not a lot to talk about with Pokemon.
We're waiting for the DLC, and there's no real news about the DLC, so we can't talk about the DLC. Because that's really the big. And like the other games haven't really had that many like updates.
Either, yeah.
Right? Like even Unite or Cafe Remix. They haven't really had anything that was like...
So Cafe Remix just added Corridon to the game, which actually makes a lot of sense.
Right. But I feel like we mentioned, but I feel like we talked about, well, like we talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even think of what all. So I'm
like, that's
I'm,
it. Like those are really, and Masters, but like, we much love to the Masters players out there, but that's there. We are not them.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really talk about it. So apparently Pokemon Unite, one of the next ones will be doing there will be a Pokemon Dragon Battle event that involves Corridon and Mirrodon somehow.
Okay.
And actually the renders for them look pretty cool. It's got this like ink splatter thing of both Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next Pokemon Unite, but there's not like a lot of stuff going on with Pokemon Unite either.
Man, I feel like there used to be.
They were pretty aggressive with the releases for the longest time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like even interest in it was still pretty high. And I can't say that interest in Unite is probably.
Yeah. So I don't know what is going on.
What the fate of Unite is.
I mean, they'll be doing stuff, I'm sure, but
and look, if Pokemon Masters could last as long as it had, Pokemon Unite surely can. I just feel like Pokemon Masters is a way more labor-intensive game to keep up and running than obviously something like.
Part of the issue with Pokemon Unite is that the Mewtwo rollout was pretty disastrous. Like they released it and immediately nerfed it. Like. And then they had to nerf it like a second time. And so I think they've been slowing down because they don't want just to force the entire thing into like a pay to play score game. And so that's what's going on. But yeah. Well, huh.
Man, it's had this game. I'm just looking at the roster again. This game has some of the wildest Pokemon in it. Like Goodra and Comfy, Agislash, like Greedent. Why is Greedent in there?
Because someone just likes.
it's the Mudkip. It's the Mudkip of Pokemon Unite.
Yeah.
Some exec said, I really like Greedent. No, not now. Now? No. Now? All right, fine.
If I remember, Greedent has a pretty, like, no, Greedent's abilities were trash in the game.
Right.
Like,
yeah, no, they're terrible. No one plays as Greedent. Let's see how many people are playing the game
right now.
Yeah. Well, just how many people are streaming it on Twitch? Because this used to be a very big Twitch game. Pokemon. Two and a half thousand viewers.
Also known as 2,500 viewers for people who speak English. Oh,
yes. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. 2,500. I wanted to say 2.6 and then I rounded down. And then for whatever reason, I said 2.5, which didn't make any sense. Yeah, I mean, you know, still there. I mean, that's not actually, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, not the smallest amount, but also not.
No, it's fallen off. It'll get bigger. Like it comes and goes in waves. I think.
And I mean, right now, that's it. Scarlet and Violet only has 3,000 viewers.
Yeah. That's because it's a year old and. Everyone enjoyed the weekend that they got the DLC, but, right. You know, it took literally one weekend to complete. So,
yeah. Man, there's nobody streaming Pokemon Go though.
Yeah. Well, anymore. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it did it to itself.
Yep.
449 viewers.
Woof.
Yep. All right, let's do the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
The Pokemon Fact of the Week. So this was something that I didn't know about legendary Pokemon. Latias, we're talking about Latias. And so you know how Latias can turn invisible? The reason why is because its body is covered in like a down that is glass-like and refracts light. And that's why Latias can turn invisible, because apparently it can turn on its down to refract light. I don't think that's how light works, but, you know.
No, yeah, no, it just bends the light to make itself look invisible.
Yeah, like a stealth jet. Actually, I think that is like what.
I mean, look, it makes a lot of sense. It looks like,
you know, it's a jet plane. Now I'm going to look it up because I'm guaranteed that's where it came from. It's like, it's very much, yeah, it's no, it's just
Latias is highly sensitive to the emotions of people. If it senses any hostility, this Pokemon ruffles its feathers all over its bodies and cries shrilly to intimidate the foe. Latias, the millennial Pokemon.
That explains why that Pokemon's always crying around me then. you know, here's the really funny thing. So Latias originally was Blaziken.
Really?
So there are like pre-alpha sketches of like, you know, like concept art. And one of them is Latias, but it's Latias with Blaziken traits. So it's got like Blaziken's hands and legs, but Latias is like kind of like body-ish. So it is literally both Pokemon combined. I'm going to pull it up and send it over to Rich.
That's wild. Well, then what about Latios? I guess Latias came first, and then they said, well, we can't make it Blaziken, so let's make it.
Yeah, I'm guessing that maybe it was originally like a Mudkip.
and a new podcast inside joke is born.
Yeah. But yeah, so there is no such pre-alpha art. Here it is. So if we scroll down,
Look at
that is very clearly Pokemon Fusion, Latias and Blaziken. They clearly Digimon this Pokemon and then forcibly separated them into two separate. Can you imagine like drawing up that Pokemon and like the Pokemon powers that be go, you know, I like about 50% of it. Can you let's take the bottom half, you know, the limbs, and pull it out into its own Pokemon, and then take the top half and make that into a separate Pokemon and see what we cook up there.
No, you know what? What happened was, is that like they only had a certain number of Pokemon, and they said, it'd be really nice if we can get like one or two more Pokemon out of this. And they just looked around and said, we can get two Pokemon out of here.
It was, you know, basically what happened was when they brought this legendary Pokemon, they, you know, they got into an argument over which, you know, like box Pokemon this was going to be. Was it going to be Ruby or Sapphire? And, you know, like Masuda said, no, we shall cut the Pokemon in half. And one half shall be given as a starter Pokemon, and the other half shall be given as a legendary Pokemon. Like the parable of Solomon or David or whoever it is. I don't know. I went to Catholic school, so we didn't read the Bible.
Apparently there's also art out there of Torchic, that the lower half of Torchic's body looked more like an egg, and it looked like it was popping out of an egg.
Yeah, instead. I've seen that one.
Which is interesting. Man, Pokemon designs will always be one of the wildest things to me.
It is really fascinating because, you know, like I have pitched multiple times, like give me access to the archives. Let's
like freaking do this? And there's just not a lot of like historic interest. Like they don't, there's not a lot of interest in the history of Pokemon designs. They just, it is just, I don't know if it is a Pokemon thing or if it's like a, you know, Japanese thing where they're like, they're just like concept art. Like who cares?
I wonder if this, I mean, you can probably say this about some of the other starters, but the now knowing this, the jump from Combusken to Blaziken feels a bit more like a drastic jump than the jump from like Torchic to Combusken.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
Now I need to go look at the other ones to see if there's as much of a jump. Yeah, I guess not. Who knows? Man, that's wild.
Yeah.
But I love that.
Cut the Pokemon in half.
All right. Well, that will do it for us this week. I appreciate everyone for taking the time out to listen, obviously. Had a lot of great chatters in the chat. So thank you for all who came to watch live. Watching live is not a requirement. It does not make you any better of a fan than someone who only listens to the audio. It's just nice to have people to interact with. Otherwise, Christian, myself, and Megan would drive each other nuts legitimately. It's a shock that we haven't yet. Unless the two are harboring deep resentment towards me and haven't really said anything about it yet. So, which is also a possibility, but who knows?
No, listen, I will never harbor resentment against Jim unless he stops paying me.
Otherwise, like I said, just, you know, look, share the show. That's one of the, getting to interact. I think that's one of the things we love about the live chat is like getting to interact with folks who we know are listening to the show is, that's a lot of fun, and that, you know, fun, it's also validating, but also at the same time to see other listeners interact with other listeners, that's where the magic happens, and that's truly why we do this. This was a thing that we started because Megan, Christian, and I love Pokemon and also saw an opportunity to do a show like this. But it's because we love it, right? And if we didn't, this show wouldn't exist. And if that didn't happen, then the community wouldn't exist. And so I'm glad that this has been able to bring some Pokemon fans together. And like I said, go join that Discord. There's a lot of great stuff happening there. Even if you want to be a lurker and just see what everyone else is talking about, go for it. But everyone there was so incredibly welcoming and will answer any and all questions you have there. So go check it out. Again, you can go to x.com/PokemonPodCB to find a link, or find a link in the show description. It should be there as of today. I made the change earlier this morning, so hopefully it goes live with this episode. But if not, then it should be in like the main show description, but whatever. We'll see. If it doesn't work, I'll figure it out. Otherwise, you can chat with us online. I'm at Jim Viscardi on X. Christian is at C Hoffer C Bus. Megan is at Megan Peter CB. Let her know you missed her. Makes her feel good. Megan, we missed you. We'll see you next week. And for everyone else, may the shiny luck be in your favor. We'll catch you then.